So it, I remember now I'm missing the foil on embarrassingly parallel. So I should, let me just go back and discuss embarrassingly parallel. Embarrassingly parallel is the fourth class, and that's a very important class. So embarrassingly parallel says that there's a class of problems where you break them up into parts, where each part can be run essentially independently because they don't communicate with each other. So a good example of that is financial modeling. Financial modeling is quite, at least aspects of it are very easy to parallelize, because in order to decide whether or not to buy or sell your stocks, you average over the future. The future is a set of independent hypotheses. You just run over hypotheses. Each hypothesis is different. You can run each hypothesis on a separate computer. They run to completion, give you an answer. You average over those answers. And so a typical financial modeling application consists of a set of independent computations with some final global average at the end. And there are an enormous number of problems of that type. Online transaction processing is like that. Apart from some minor issues of data integrity when you're updating records, when people are sticking their charge cards into machines all over the U.S., that's embarrassingly parallel, because you can process those transactions independently. When I stick my charge card in, the machine can process that independently from one of your charge cards, because they're independent transactions. There's only some tiny interaction. So if me and my son both make it, he's not allowed to do that, but if two family members make transactions at the same time on the same account, at least in principle, there's some correlation between them. But apart from this very small effect, the chance of that overlap is very small, online transaction processing is embarrassingly parallel. And for that reason, it is one of the applications that's used parallel computing for, 20 years, some huge length of time. If you go to an online transaction processing house, it consists of, tandem computers or SQL computers, just huge arrays of computers, each of which is essentially running independently on a common database, but they're accessing different elements of the database, so it's independent. So you will find that the largest volume of parallel computing applications are essentially embarrassingly parallel. If you look at a lot of the so-called successful applications of complicated parallel computing you look into, what you'll find they're embarrassingly parallel. They're a bunch of independent tasks. The final problem class is actually, if you like, the one that Gang Cheng discussed this afternoon. It's a so-called meta problem. And a meta problem class is basically a class which is where the problem is a complex problem which is built in terms of sub-problems.